What's up, party people? Why don't we start with questions first? And then I'll go into all the follies that have been occurring here in Ukraine. So who has a pressing question?
Robbie, I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, so what would you suggest is the best way to get back into the flow? Like, you know, let's say if I'm not doing stuff, should I just jump back into getting approaches?
Yeah, the best way to get into, you know, to get motivated, to, you know, to really get on the horse with anything is to start with, you know, start with the first step, which is, you know, an obvious statement, but it's very easy to know what to do next. It's the thing right in front of you. And typically when it comes to women, it's walking up and talking to them. When it comes to money, it's picking up the phone and calling people, right? It doesn't matter what you do. If you're trying to make more money, you got to pick up the phone. That's either selling people or calling people that can hire you. If you want to get dates, you got to go and talk to girls. Whether that's on Tinder or walking up to them during the day, I highly recommend, you know, the more active strategies. You know, one thing would be emailing out your resume to a million people, but emailing your resume is something that can be easily ignored. So, you know, it's kind of the cop-out way if you're trying to make more money. You're trying to get more dates, going on Tinder, cop-out way, right? You think it's easier, but you're going to, there's too much noise. But walking up to them during the day, definitely a lot more, you know, a better strategy, better bang for your buck, better use of your time, just like picking up the phone. So, you know, for anyone, you know, I mean, fuck, guys, I've done, I don't know, 5,000 day game approaches, maybe, I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And I still do them all the time, which means all of you should be doing them 10 times the amount that I'm doing them, right? So yeah. If I'm doing them, then everyone should be doing them. obviously, I'm in a location that makes doing them very, very easy because there's, you know, an eight that walks by every 5 to 10 minutes. And that's not so easy to find in some of the podunk shithole places you guys are when it comes to girls. But, you know, that's part of all of this. I've managed to locate myself in an environment where this exists. And that wasn't an accident. Which reminds me, I kind of want to talk about, you know, I'll go into the subject now. I think it's important that everyone understands this. And I think this could make a huge difference. And I think this could be, you know, after I spoke at the Direct Dating Summit sex event conference in Belgrade 2 weekends ago, had some interesting insights about sexuality, expressing your sexuality, being a man who doesn't apologize for his sexuality. And I think that's a hurdle that a couple of you guys that I just named are struggling with a bit. And I think it's what kind of keeps you guys, you know, stuck kind of treading water. So one thing that made a huge shift for me that I just kind of forgot to talk about the importance of for many years was expressing my sexuality, expressing my desires, and getting comfortable expressing those and not giving a fuck what people thought of it. So to give you guys an idea, I've been doing a lot of just different sort of, I've been running different tests, lots of experiments here in Ukraine, direct game, indirect game, telling girls that I'm a sex tourist, telling them I'm a, you know, vacation rental guy. And I found that the more direct, the more just upfront I am about my sexuality, about my desires, the better reactions I get. So in the beginning, when I was here, I got some poor advice. We were all in Odessa together, me, Sherban, Cameron, Patrick. I got some really poor advice from a guy that I trusted, that guy, Dennis, who I know is a legit guy. You guys all met Dennis. He's super solid with chicks. And I asked him if he had done day game. And he was like, yeah, man, but day game doesn't work in Ukraine. Girls don't like it. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, trust me. I've done a ton of day game. It's not even worth your time. So we didn't do any fucking day game during the, during the Euro trip in Ukraine. We did a shitload of day game everywhere else, so it didn't really matter. We didn't do any here because I listened to fucking Dennis. Later on, when I asked him to describe his day game sort of approaches, it dawned on me that he had no fucking idea what day game even was. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. So that's when I started smashing reps in Kyiv. Actually, I did a few in Odessa. And by the way to pronounce Kiev is actually Kyiv. And so if you hear me saying that, I'm not retarded. You're retarded for calling it Kiev. But if you talk to people in America, call it Kiev. So I'm going to fucking call it Kiev. If I can, I might forget. But so in the beginning, I was basically walking up and doing kind of the standard shit that you know, we talk about in the day game protocol. Hey, saw you, had to risk embarrassing the hell out of myself to come meet you. Don't worry, I'm only one third creepy. But these bitches don't understand because English is a second language. So I threw that out the window. That was pointless. And recently, and I'm going to have all of this written out in great detail in the Ukraine guide, which is just really an Eastern European guide. And my new approach is I hook and swoop. I put out my arms in a very authoritative way and say, wait, stop. I get their attention and I say, you look like you speak English, which is a lot different than do you speak English? And if they speak English, they'll say, yes, a little. And they're already smiling at this point because, you know, I'm a confident guy and they like it. And then I say, you and me, we get coffee. Just like that. And that's been the most effective strategy so far. Then typically what happens is they start grilling me with interrogation questions. What are you doing in Ukraine? And I say, I'm a sex tourist, which is pretty much the most ridiculous thing you could say. But the fact that you're calling it out is either going to weed out any girl who sucks, and it's going to super rapidly turn any girl who doesn't suck, who's down to fuck you, into a fuck on the first date or the second date at the absolute longest. And if you're willing to put in the reps and you only approach smoke shows and you don't apologize for whatever the fuck you're doing, if you can straight up tell girls you're a sex tourist, which is the exact type of guy that they're trying to avoid. In the beginning, when I was here, I was like, yeah, I do some stuff on Airbnb. And I had some painful dates because of that. And it's really a shame because a couple of those girls were really fucking hot and I'm pissed off. I didn't tell them about inner confidence. I didn't tell them that I was a dating coach. I didn't tell them any of that shit. And it sucked because anytime I do, it leads to very interesting conversations. I'm much more passionate about it. It's obviously a much more emotionally charged conversation. They enjoy talking about social dynamics. We can talk about sex tourism. We can talk about the difference between Eastern versus Western girls. We can talk about Ukrainian guys versus American guys. And they see me as a sexual dude. I tell them about the event I spoke at in Belgrade. And I taught the countdown and I seed the idea of giving them 30 orgasms and it doesn't take long until we're fucking. And you know, even though I'm here in Eastern Europe, this shit's going to work just as well in America. The only problem is you're going to have to find the sample of girls that don't suck is a lot smaller. You know, that pool, because there's a lot more chicks in the US that have hangups around sex and they're uncomfortable with their sexuality. Here in Eastern Europe, you're way more likely to find a girl who is comfortable with it. So I'd love to see everyone just putting out like blatant, almost fucking obnoxious sexual references, talking about how you're a sexual guy. Because right now you're like asexual, you give off no sexuality. And obviously you can blame me for not telling you this sooner, but that's why you're here. And, I think it'd be a great exercise for all of you guys to practice being more forward. So after I taught the countdown in Belgrade, I got an email from a guy named Niels, and I'm going to read you guys this email. Let's see. So I taught the countdown to a group of like 60 dudes in Belgrade. And he said, "Hey man, we met at the DDS in Belgrade. Just want to tell you that I just made a girl come in 30 seconds on the phone by using your countdown method. She was alone and bored in a hot tub dog sitting. Then I did the same thing 10 minutes later when she was drying up on the sofa, but without letting her touch her clit until count one. She came for about 2 minutes on that one. The best part? I haven't even kissed her yet in real life. We just met a few times through a mutual friend. She will probably rape me in a public bathroom the next time I see her. Thanks, man." So that was a fun email to read. I said, "That's awesome. I totally forgot that the countdown works over the phone. I should have mentioned that in my speech. Glad you figured that out on your own." And then he said, "Thanks, Robbie. Just got off the phone with another girl that probably would otherwise have been lost in my pile of dud numbers. Same procedure as last night. This stuff is crazy. She's a little shy at first, but it's amazing how far you can get by paying close attention to the feedback. A week ago, I would have felt like I was manipulating her. Now I know that I'm giving her the opportunity to have a great experience by testing the waters. Like the other one, she sincerely thanked me, and I was completely honest about my intentions. I want an open relationship." And he told her this. "Before I got her off, I was totally honest about my intentions of wanting an open relationship before I made her come. I used to hate myself for getting girls into bed by leading them down the relationship path to get my needs fulfilled. Now I know that I never have to do that again, ever. Dude, you've graduated me from Mr. Rapport, friend zone, occasionally getting laid guy to pickup artist. Thank you so much." Well, it's annoying that he thinks I've turned him into a pickup artist, but whatever. So I asked him, I'm like, that's awesome, dude. I love receiving emails like this. This is why I love my job. Makes it all worth it for me. I'm curious how you transition from normal conversation into sexual and down the countdown path. Let me know. He said, "Robbie, it's basically using one topic to get to another. For example, travel leads to Belgrade, leads to conference on sex, leads to health, leads to yoga, leads to tantric sex. I do this before the call, via text, or when I meet her. In fact, having a sober conversation about sex way in advance prevents the phone conversation from turning creepy because she already knows that I am a non-judgmental, that I'm non-judgmental and sexual." And he said he was going to do a Skype call with a bunch of the other guys from the conference to explain his recent success. And the biggest thing, and I joined the Skype call and gave those guys some, you know, answered some questions about the countdown and being sexual, being forward. And the biggest thing I kept hearing from all the guys was that they're all really experimenting with just being a lot more forward about their desires, their sexuality, and they're all having a shitload more success, having sex a lot faster, not getting stuck in monogamous relationships that they're only in because they want sex. The better you get at this, the easier it is to talk about sex, the more comfortable you are talking about sex, the more comfortable you are physically escalating, and the less you apologize about it. So, questions on that?
I personally actually think that this applies to me a lot too, because I definitely think that I err on the side of not taking risks and expressing my sexuality. So this is great. Like, this has been a big concern of mine as to how to amp up the sexuality as well as the intention, yet not creeping girls out. Because, some of the girls who I meet in social settings, how can you be blatantly sexual with them and, you know, still not so as to speak, blow up the whole, you know, venue or social circle.
Very good question. Exactly. How do you be sexual without being creepy? Well, remember, you're only creepy if you don't know you're creepy. That's the definition of, or that's how I define creepy. You're creepy if you don't know it, right? So as long as you know that you're playing with fire, you're on the right path, right? It's only the guys that have no idea that they're being creepy that are actually, you know, hurting themselves. And yeah, you're going to creep girls out. It's just, it's going to happen. And the difference between creeping a girl out and not creeping her out has a lot more to do with her than it does with you. I could do the exact same thing to 10 girls. Five of them will tell me it's the hottest, coolest, fucking most awesome thing they've ever done. And they'll have 25 orgasms from it. And five of them will tell me I'm a creepy fucking weirdo. So what does that say? It's not me. It's them. Right.
Yeah.
Now if 9 out of 10 girls tell me I'm a creepy fucking weirdo and one likes it, then it's probably me. So this is how you know, right? You also have to understand your audience too. I'm a lot more likely to get 5 out of 10 to like it here in Ukraine than I am in the US. In the US, maybe 2 or 3 out of 10 will think it's hot, and the rest will be creeped out because they're uncomfortable with sex. And any girl who's uncomfortable with sex is going to be creeped out when you talk about sex. And that's her problem. It's not yours. And you also have to find a way to do it correctly. So it's subtle. You know, using myself as an example isn't the best because I'm an outlier, right? I'm a guy who does this for a living. But for all of you guys, you know, it'd be very easy to talk about, you know, your path on your path of personal growth. Like when you're talking to a girl, I don't know, we could role play it, I guess. That might be easier. Tyler, you want to be the girl and I'll role play with you, just like a normal day game conversation?
Sure.
All right. So we're in New York. You're walking down the street. And I'm going to be super blunt and pretend I'm you. So I'm Tyler right now. And for anyone who doesn't know what Tyler does, Tyler is a certified therapist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a therapist. He also works for our vacation rental company at the moment. He's a writer for Elite Daily and lives in, he doesn't live anywhere. He's homeless now, like the rest of the crew. Hey, wait, you and I, we're going to get coffee sometime.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I think we should.
Why should we get coffee?
Well, I think you're cute, obviously. I wouldn't have stopped you otherwise. And I'd like to find out more about you.
Okay, I don't even know you.
I'm Tyler. My favorite color is blue. I'm a therapist. I also like chocolate, and both of my parents are alive.
Okay, that's a good start. Do you do this often?
Yep.
You just run up to random girls on the street and stop them?
Yeah, do you have a profile on Tinder?
Yes, I do.
So you randomly swipe yes or no often?
You caught me. I guess I do.
So this is worse than that?
It's different. No one does this.
Well, there you go. Every other asshole is sitting there on Tinder, swiping left and right. I'd prefer to meet people in real life. Call me crazy.
You're pretty confident.
Thanks. You seem to be confident too.
I don't know if I'm convinced yet. I'm not really sold on you.
Oh, well. That's cool. I don't know if I'm sold on you either, but so far I've enjoyed the conversation. So tell me more about you. What do you do?
I'm an interior designer.
Okay. And do you love your job or do you just do it for the money?
I love my job. I'm very artistic and it's a good expression for my creativity.
Well, I have a few different jobs. I actually work in the vacation rental industry, so furnishing vacation rentals and interior design is something I know a little bit about.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
And do you do anything else?
I like to go out and have fun with my friends. That's really it.
You like to go out and have fun with your friends in interior design.
Yep, that's me.
Okay. Tell me something weird, because those are pretty run-of-the-mill.
Fuck, this is tough.
I can tell you're weird. I'm weird, too. I'll tell you something weird. I'll go first. I was recently... Well, not recently... I am part of a, have you ever done any like personal growth shit?
A little bit. I've read some books. I read Eckhart Tolle books.
Power of Now?
Yes, it changed my life.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I'm in a group, of a bunch of guys, and we attempt to, you know, improve ourselves as men. We go out, we stop girls on the street like this, talk about sex, talk about money, talk about all this random stuff. And, you know, sometimes I meet girls and they think that's weird. And then we never end up hitting it off. So I'm just going to blatantly say it. Do you think I'm weird for stopping you?
A little bit, but I think that's really cool that you help people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not really helping anyone. Everyone's kind of helping each other, I guess. So I guess I'm sort of helping people. So I'm glad you're impressed anyways. But, you know, this is kind of pointless to talk on the sidewalk here. Why don't we grab a cup of coffee?
Okay, we can go get coffee.
All right. So now, that's the end of the approach there. What are your thoughts, guys?
Is this what you advocate now versus what you did before?
This is the stuff I've been doing recently. Just a lot more.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know, the standard protocol that we do in the States, would you still do that here or would you still go blunt?
Well, the standard protocol is only the first like 30 seconds of conversation. Either way, it's going to work, right? The words coming out of your mouth, you know, in the first 30 to 45 seconds matter a lot less than the vibe you're putting out there, right? So whether I say I saw you at a risk embarrassing the hell out of myself or me and you were getting coffee, it's just a different, you know, it's saying the same thing. It's saying, I like you. I want to get to know you, right? I think you're hot.
Yeah.
It's all saying the same thing. But where are you coming from? Where are you going is good because it kind of starts the conversation. But I don't know what I said. I think she asked me if I do this often or what did I say, Tyler? You remember? Does anyone remember?
I think you said you're getting coffee and then
go ahead.
Oh, and then she said, we are we? And then you go, yeah, we are. Like, you do this often? And so forth.
Right. So those are the standard sort of tests you're going to get from girls, right? They're going to try to bust your balls and say things like, I bet you do this to all the girls, or, you know, you're just a player. And your response to these things should be yes. And then basically prove to them that they're fucking stupid and basic for not understanding why. Like she said, you do this all the time. And then I crushed her because she uses Tinder and she thinks what I'm doing is weird. So it's very important for you guys to start to, you know, kind of burn these conversational threads into your mind. You know, the whole, like, you're going to get tested from girls if you're sexual and if you're forward. And you've got to be able to explain to them in a very short, concise way, like I did, that their viewpoint on sex and forward guys is stupid. It's wrong. They're retarded. And instead of being, you know, basically you crush them, right? She threw a test at me and I beat her over the head with a baseball bat, right? Like, how stupid did you feel, Tyler, after that, after my Tinder comment?
Yeah, you shut down all the logical arguments I could come up with. So it was kind of like, okay, well, you got me. I'll go get coffee with you.
Right. It's like, you just told me I'm stupid, and now I want your cock in my mouth. That's basically the unconscious shit going on a sexual level, right? This is why girls, you know, want to suck your dick and have your babies, because you put them in their place. They learn something from you. They see you as a dominant sexual dude. They trust you. They respect you. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
Yeah. Awesome. Robbie, can we get this in a flow chart?
Yeah. You know, I've been working on a conversational flow chart. The other things I want to point out, do you guys remember what I did when she told me what she does for a living?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you kind of called her out on her being kind of boring, right?
Yeah. And I didn't love the way I worded that. But before that, I said, you know, do you love your job or you do it for the money? Right. I quickly steered the conversation emotional, because girls are going to give you, right, you're going to ask questions and they're going to give you an answer. And, you know, the standard question filler, your job is to provide colorful commentary, but it's not just colorful commentary. It's colorful emotional commentary, right? She tells me she does X, Y, Z. You know, I only want to talk to her about her job if it's her passion. And I could tell in, you know, Tyler was role playing, and I could tell in his voice that, you know, he said interior design was his passion, but I could tell it wasn't. And he's role playing. That's how I know, right? It wasn't real. You know, the excitement and the emotion was not there. If she, you know, if this would have been a real conversation, then I asked the question. I guess what I should have done is called her out on that. I should have said, you know, it seems like you love it, but I'm not convinced. You really fucking love it? Like, if you had all the money in the world, you'd be an interior designer.
No, I'd probably run a team of interior designers and have to make me more money.
Okay. Any idea what you'd do?
I'd sit on a beach all day.
And then when you get bored of that after like 2 days, maybe three, maybe four.
I think I'd become a yoga teacher. I love yoga. I've always wanted to become an instructor, but it just doesn't pay enough.
I know some yoga teachers that are crushing it. So,
oh yeah,
are you like a yogi light or like a yoga hardcore?
I'm pretty hardcore. I don't do the commercial yoga. I go to a real studio.
Okay, so not to be a total sleazeball, but you can probably put yourself in some pretty compromising positions, eh?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Like, can you put your legs behind your head?
I don't know if we're ready to talk about this yet, but I might be able to.
Well, we're not ready? When will we be ready?
Well, I just met you. It's weird.
Okay. I know I'm pretty weird, right?
Yeah, you are. I'll admit it.
So, you know, that's my cue that I may have pushed too hard there. You know, that was a little creepy, but it's all right. I'm testing the waters, right? Now I'm going to steer away from that conversation. But, you know, saying shit like that is a great way to see how quickly you can escalate on a girl. You know, you throw shit out there, you see what you get back. And pushing your comfort zone and pushing your boundaries over time, you know, you're going to lose some girls, right? Maybe that's what would have blown me out with Tyler. Maybe I would have never fucked Tyler because of that slightly creepy. Well, it wasn't slightly creepy. It was pretty fucking creepy. But I'm learning where the boundaries are, right? I'm seeing how fast I could push it. And maybe with another girl, you know, we're fucking 10 minutes later. Like, if she responds differently, if she responds, yeah, actually, check this out, and she puts her leg behind her head, that would be a cue to me to take it further. Start escalating physically if, the situation presents itself. So for any of you guys who feel like you're not really improving, you need to be pushing the creepy zone, right? If you're not at least creeping girls out sometimes, you're not doing enough.